Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
I do not feel for you. And you know, can we talk? Listeners, can we take a deep dive?
Did you just say hello? I missed the hello. Sorry, I'm here.
Welcome to Blime Time. We need to take a deep dive into elderly people, and we're not talking about Big Fatty.
Elderly abuse.
Yes, we are. Elderly abuse. We're still talking about Big Fatty.
We are all dealing with elderly.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We need to take a deep dive into elderly people, and we're talking about Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Bat Morning, and this is episode 4783. BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 9th of June, 20 and 26. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all gonna finish telling you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, that won't take long. Citizens, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're citizens today because in some places across the country, this is primary election day. That's the way it is here in South Kakalaki. And there are folks that it's narrowing it down to one person from each political party is what the primaries do. And, you know, sometimes if you've got three or four people running, they'll narrow it down to the top two, and then they'll have another primary runoff. So, y'all, if you've got an election going on in your area, get off your ass and get out there and make your voice heard. I didn't finish telling you about the weekend, so we'll finish that up now. Yeah, I don't remember where I stopped, but anyway, I think I had finished up on Saturday that everybody went out on Saturday. Durwood and the Nip and Wes and Tommy. And I think I saw, y'all, that is some leftover Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, gassy. Oh, my goodness, I've been gassy. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, they got up on Sunday morning. I don't know. It was about 11 a.m. in the morning, maybe a little after that. And they weren't really in a hurry to do much of anything. The Nip was trying to see what everybody was doing. He was going to go meet some of his friends who are in the next month or 6 weeks or something like that, are moving up there to Alaxa. They're going up there. They're invading the territory of that Tim and Alexa, and who knows? They may meet each other. Big Fatty, wouldn't that be lovely? But anyway, What was I saying? So the Nip was going to be meeting those two out in the early afternoon for some day drinking. Yes, Big Fatty. And Tommy and Wes, they were hungry. So anyway, the Nip and Tommy and Wes, they went up to it's called the old Big Circle, old North Kakalaki, where all the bars and entertainment district is and everything. I call it Mayberry because that's kind of the feel of it. Yes, Big Fatty, Mayberry full of those drinking establishments and everybody partying till the wee hours of the morning. It's true. And Durwood and Granny evidently came and met them. And I don't know. They went to the. They started off at the Madra Rua, which is the Irish pub. If you've been to Charleston, Big Fatty probably has taken you there, or suggested that at some point. Anyway, they all hung out together. Y'all, I had zero interest, and it has nothing to do with Wes and Tommy or the Nip or Granny or Durwood. Y'all, I just, that whole area just doesn't interest me at all. And because it's, y'all, it's a young person's area. And yes, Big Fatty, and we know you are not a young person. It's not. I'm not. It's not. Well, you know, pronouns. What was I saying? But anyway, they had a little snickersnack there at the Madra Rue, the Irish pub. And then I think that Durwood and Granny, I guess, went back home, and Wes and Tommy and the Nip, they went to the Mexican restaurant up there. Y'all, you know, the Nip is not known for his enjoyment of Mexican food, but I'm sure he found something that he could eat. But anyway. So they ate up there, and y'all, that was, and I had stayed home on Sunday. Veda had suggested, he said, "Oh, since you have company, shall we record the LFC on Monday?" I said, "Yes," and I think I told you that yesterday, that it would come out on Monday. And anyway, when they all left to go up there, I messaged Veda back. And said, "I'm available if you are." He says, no, I am not available. And so, anyway, so we're recording that later Monday afternoon. It's a mid-afternoon here as I record this. Anyway, the Hatlanta Braves, they were playing the sports ball. They had an afternoon game against the Pirates. The Pirates of the Pittsburgh. You know, that's where the SATA. The SATA and Mr. Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho, they're all up in that area. And they were beating the Hatlanta Braves there for a while. And but y'all, with one swing of the bat, all of a sudden the Braves took the lead by one run, and they ended up sweeping. Y'all, they pulled out the brooms. They were sweeping. They swept the Pirates. And yes, Big Fatty, plundered their booty. Well, I don't know about plundering their booty, but maybe. I watched that, and I piddled around here. Y'all, I got me a nice hot shower, and played some Candy Crush, and I didn't sleep, but I did put my feet up for a little bit, and I also watched the semifinals of the Linoleum. Y'all, the finals of the Linoleum are this week, and I don't know which night it is. I'm gonna guess it's probably Tuesday night. No, I'm not. I'm gonna guess it's it's a Wednesday night. Yes, Big Fanny. Then, of course, at 8 p.m. in the first of all, the 60 minutes, y'all, I think I'm going to be giving up the 60 minutes. I don't like what's happening. But they're all in repeats right now. They don't come back for a new season until
September.
Oh, Big Fanny, the old gal still got it, I guess. Y'all, the Tony Awards. Oh, yes, Big Fanny, we talked about that. Y'all, it was came on at 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, the gayest TV machine program that comes on every year. Y'all, it's absolutely fabulous. And they had magenta. They had that magenta girl. I don't remember. She was flying around like Peter Pan, and that witch, that witch, Elphaba, y'all. It was a cute show, and it showed musical numbers from the different revivals and the new musicals that were on stage, and. I'm sure Moose P had thoughts on all of that. The Death of a Salesman won most of the regular play categories, and that guy from the Third Rock from the Sun, he won for the best actor in a play, and y'all the best actor from a new musical, y'all, is from The Lost Boys. Y'all, he was cute as a button, and spoke, and he was truly, truly excited. And y'all, he spoke with such meaning and wisdom. I was truly impressed by him. And then the guy that won for the best male lead for a revival, he had invited his first vocal teacher, coach, to be there, and he said this would not have been possible had it not been for her. And y'all, it's so nice. And I'm sure she's followed him throughout all of his performing career. But to have him invite her to be there, and then to recognize her from the stage, y'all, it was just wonderful. And Tommy and the Nip and Wes, they came in about 30 minutes into the show, and they sat and watched for a while, and then the Nip went home, and Tommy was regretting having been to the Mexican supper. So I gave him an Alka-Seltzer. Y'all, poor thing, I don't think he's ever taken one. Y'all, he got a tall glass and filled it with water and dropped the two Alka-Seltzer tablets in it. Y'all, that's not how you take an Alka-Seltzer. You find a small glass and you put about a third of a glass of water in it and drop the tablets in there, and you chug it down in, you know, two or three swallows. Y'all, he struggled. He struggled to drink all of that water with the Alka-Seltzer in it in that glass. But lesson learned. But stayed up to the very end that Snickerdoodle won the new musical, and it's kind of like it felt like kind of Rodgers and Hammerstein show that it had that flavor, but it was just kind of not really making fun of it, but it was a parody of it. That's what I'm trying to say. And and y'all then crawled in the love chamber. I don't know. It was right at a little after 11 p.m. in the evening, and y'all slept like a baby. And hello, y'all. The telephone is ringing, and I don't. And it shows that it answered. Oh, it's a voice letter. B, Fatty. But anyway, Big Fatty, the old people get confused. Hello? Hello? Oh, are you speaking to the mechanical? Y'all, it just gets worse. And y'all, speaking of things that get worse, y'all, I have redone the Ruination, the early years, the instructions and the framework for that. So y'all, they're going to be shorter, even though they're covering a month of little shows. So y'all, that'll make those a little more appealing, I think. And y'all got a testimonium from that. He really enjoyed the recap show and Ruination recap. And so y'all, those will continue on Sunday. And y'all, those are I recapped a whole week, and the show is shorter than one daily show. Yes, because they don't have the bumpers. Y'all, speaking of bumpers, so I gotta have a bumper. You know, I want to do those follow-up questions from the so-so question contest that Kathy Marshall ran, and y'all, but you know, you can't do it without a good bumper. If only we knew someone up there in the Chicagos who would be interested in perhaps coming up with a totally original, never heard before bumper for the so-so question follow-up questions from Kathy Marshall. Big Fatty, that's just a pipe dream. But y'all, slept like a baby, got up Monday morning. Y'all did my nipple walking, did the big circle, got Tommy and Wes off back to Atlanta, and that's been the weekend. Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, no senior size class today, because the building we use for senior size is a election polling place. So an extra day off, and so there you have it. Y'all, I will be going to Shady Pines, however. Y'all, you know the new robot vacuum that I got? Y'all, they sent me a coupon, 40% off replacement parts. So I ordered them, and y'all, so I'm ready for it to break down already. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Mr. Cackle, and Mr. Cackle, after hearing today's little show, what did you take away from it?
We need to take a deep dive into elderly people, and we're talking about Big Fatty.
Just go ahead and talk to him. He probably won't be listening, but talk anyway.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.